She's lonesome.
Mabel was talking to her about.
I don't sleep a lot.
You get up.
A different life.
7 and go to bed at midnight, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, that sounds like a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
You're a teenager at heart, aren't you? Now, if you had a pig, Pearly, and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you're going to do with that pig?
You'd have to castrate it, I guess.
Right.
That's where you want.
Right. Noise made by a calf when it's being weaned.
Calf.
Well, the calf is out in the backyard, his mother's separated from him, he's doing what?
Bawling.
Bawling for his mother. You say the calf began to bawl for the mother. Gentle noise made by a cow during feeding time. The cow began to blink.
Bawl. She kind of bawls for a feed.
Of a cow or a calf at feeding time, she kind of bawls.
Cow might be called lowing or bawling.
Lowing. Mm-hmm. All right. Low is a word, isn't it?
Is a word that you use.
All right. Gentle noise that a horse makes. The horse began to
nicker.
Nicker? And what else?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
I call it nicker.
Kind of whiny? Would you call it whiny?
Well, we always said he's nickering.
Nickering, okay. you've got some horses, mules, cows, and so forth. Now, when they're getting hungry, you would have to go out and
feed them.
Right. If you're going to feed the hens, the turkeys, the geese, and so forth, do you have any one name for them all? Are you going out to feed?
The fowls.
All right, that's the word. A hen on a nest of eggs is called a?
Setting hen.
Right. And the place where they live, that is, the chickens live, if it was just a little rude shelter built out and open for the little chicks to run under out of the rain, what do you call that?
Hen house.
Well, now, that's a bigger thing. Just a little bitty thing that the
chicken coop.
All right. Cool. And where do you put your feet? Wait a minute, I skipped a page. When you eat a chicken, what's the part that children like to have so that they can pull it apart and see how it will break?
Pull a bone.
Right. What do you call that larger piece? What does it mean?
Breast.
Okay. And the smaller piece is, well, it's still a blue bone though. Mm-hmm. And what do you call the inside parts of chicken that you eat? Like the liver, the heart, the gizzard, the chicken, what? What are those called? All these together call a chicken. Is there a comprehensive term for all these edible things inside of a pig or calf? What are they called?
The liver?
Well, that's one of them. But if you can put all the liver, the gizzards, the hearts, and everything of the chickens, of course, the pig wouldn't have a gizzard. But
no.
Can you lump all these things together and say the... In the what? Of the animal, of the chicken. Can you refer it in?
What you getting at
that? Well, can you call
goes it? In a, if you're making dressing, of course you want that as going in your gravy to make it.
Yeah, you get those extras.
Uh-huh.
Chitlins?
What
are chitlins?
Chitlins, that's from the hog, though.
Is that just the
hog?
The male part that's been taken away?
It's
not oysters. What's chitlins?
Chitlins is the insides of a hog.
Okay, well, I'd say it hogs.
Uh-huh.
Inside of a pig or a cow or a chicken.
Yeah.
So chitlins are the entrails?
That
edible entrails?
Yeah, they're cleaned up and you make chitlins out of them. I've never done that.
What are they now, besides the liver and the heart?
Well, you can take the stomach or the intestines. Intestines and just...
And make chitlins out of intestines?
Make chitlins out
of them. You empty them?
Clean them all out, wash them.
And then just use the intestines?
Take a knife, rip them open, and wash them out just like...
And that's chitlins?
Uh-huh. That's what you make your chitlins out of. I never made any, but I've heard people say you did.
And so that's the intestines of the...
Pigs.
The part that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausage in is the...
Yeah.
What do you call it now?
Chitlins.
Chitlins.
The insides.
Okay, it's the chitlins.
Uh-huh.